I've attended practically every World Bank and IMF annual general meetings in the last 5 years. So I'm quite used to the antics, the rhetoric, of course, of late also to the demonstrations, which I think have been stimulating, and they have had a salutary effect. I have very strong sympathy for some of their, you know, some of their views, and I'm glad that the managing director of the IMF, Mr. Kohler, himself acknowledged the fact that the people were not just protesting for nothing, you know, and they were protesting so that they could be heard, and they were protesting so as to correct imbalance and so on. Well, the violence that erupted, I can put that to youthful exuberance, because, I mean, when we were students too, I mean, studying in Europe, probably we did worse. After some time, people will grow out of that. But the message is clear. You cannot have 20% of the world economy taking the benefit of 80% of the world's income. It just doesn't make sense. You know, what do you want the other 80% to do? And if you don't address the issue now, it's going to be even much worse in the future.
Well, the World Bank and the IMF continually keep stressing that their primary purpose is relief of poverty. From what you've seen, do you believe that to be the primary purpose of those institutions?
I don't think their performance in the past years, I mean, give credibility to that view. The World Bank, after all, I mean, you know, it's not out to lose money. It's not really a charitable organization. And don't forget that the World Bank is dominated by the developed countries, you know, particularly America, which is one of the guiltiest parties in this business. No, the World Bank is not solely committed to just relief. They assist. But then in assisting, they use fairly close to what I would call market terms, you know. Many years ago, in my experience, when we were building a dam, I could remember the World Bank insisted that the only time that they assist is when offshore or imports are involved, or you are going to use foreign expertise or foreign contractors to do something. If you are going to use locally based contractors, they don't finance it. They don't. Yeah, at the end of the day, it's the same countries that are behind the World Bank that are benefiting.
And you can hear Peter Smith's full interview with Bode Emmanuel in a special edition of One on One on Monday.